Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Day here on 610 Sports Radio. Josh Klingler should be back. Not if you're on the other side of the globe. You're calling it Wednesday.
Right now it's Wednesday?
Certain places of the world it is, yeah.
I don't believe you.
Well, there's 24 time zones in the world, Ryan. So somewhere there it's 24 hours ahead of us, 23 hours ahead of us, which would make it 8 o'clock on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday morning. So,
all right, man, you're freaking me out now.
Blew your mind.
Do they know the future?
They do. They absolutely know the future. They know exactly what is going to happen throughout the course of the day today and who's going to win.
They're going to win the big game.
That's right. They'll let you know.
The big meet.
The big meet. The big match. The big sombrero, if you will. Who is going to win a prize here on 610 Sports Radio?
I don't know. I don't even know what they're going to win. It's going to be fabulous. So this is the second time today.
Yeah,
you figure that I would have gotten my crap together by now, but nope,
no,
I've been too busy playing fart noises.
That's
all
exactly
morning
right
long. We do hook you up with fabulous prizes each and every hour here just for listening, 7, 8, and 9 o'clock. Next time you hear this drop.
The D stiffens.
Oh, my. Next time you hear that, be caller number.
Let's go. Caller number 15 on Patrick Mahomes' birthday.
It is. It's St. Patrick's Day. Happy birthday to one Patrick Mahomes.
6 months from St. Patrick's Day.
No,
we're halfway there.
Officially the new St. Patrick's Day.
Right. In Kansas City, March 17th is no longer St. Patrick's
Day. I think we should
Day.
Have a parade.
September 17th is now St. Patrick's
I'm
Day.
I'm fine with that.
Friday, we'll find out what he did for his birthday as Pat the quarterback will join us on 610
really
Sports Radio.
Pressure on Pat the quarterback.
I am doing a lot of pressure situations.
Interesting.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Next time you hear that drop, though, caller number 15-913-576-7610. Oh, $25 to Apex Ale Works.
Well,
that's
it is.
What I got for
you're
it,
wearing
so.
The shirt.
I am. I am wearing the shirt. I have like three of these shirts, So I wear them pretty regularly. Next time you hear that drop, they'll hook you up at $25 to go try some fabulous beer.
There it is for you, a chance to win. Jalen Ramsey, is he going to be a Chief? Is he not going to be a Chief? I'm going to say my money is not going to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs for a number of different reasons, but more importantly, the biggest reason, I think, is that they just don't believe he is a fit from a personality standpoint here in Kansas City with what they have going on. I mean, there's a lot of things to look at when you decide if you're going to make a trade for a player or if you're not going to make a trade for the player. Number one is the contract. Number two is how much is it going to cost? And number three, is this guy going to be a fit inside the locker room? And those are the things, like, as fans, we don't care about any of that. We see Jalen Ramsey and we're like, all right, that dude can play football, even though he got smoked by Sammy Watkins in week one. But that dude can normally play football. Do we go out and get him? Does he make us better? And I think from a football standpoint, yes, Sammy Watkins makes the Kansas City Chiefs a lot better. But they don't really seem to gel with his personality here in Kansas City. I've been told that they had a guy similar to Jalen Ramsey and Marcus Peters, and they went through that situation. And whatever the reports are on the surface, whatever people are saying about Marcus Peters, you know, here in Kansas City, we don't truly know what went on behind the scenes with Marcus Peters and why they decided to give up on him. But if it was bad enough to where they're not even going to want to really consider Jalen Ramsey because he's the same type of personality as Marcus Peters, then I totally understand it. And the Chiefs have a great locker room right now. Like, they have a very similar locker room to what we saw in 14 and 15 with the Royals. I mean, that's part of the reason why the Royals were world champions, because that locker room, that culture that was created down there was so vital. It really was an amazing, amazing culture that was inside that locker room. They didn't bring in bad dudes. They didn't bring in anybody that was going to upset the cart. They didn't bring any me players into that locker room. And I think right now the Chiefs have a very similar locker room to that. They don't have me players in there. They have good football players. They've got star football players. But none of them cats inside that locker room are me football players. Jalen Ramsey, all about himself. From the GQ magazine to the Brinks truck to you know, all of that stuff that he's done off the field, that just doesn't sit well with the Chiefs right now as an organization. And I think ultimately, if you were to make this trade for Jalen Ramsey, he could impact what you're doing with the culture here in Kansas City. And fact of the matter is, he's only got one more year remaining on the contract after this year. He'll probably hold out next year, demand to be the highest paid defensive back. And when Chris Jones and Pat Mahomes are trying to get paid, it's probably not a good situation to have that third guy screaming and yelling that he wants his money as well. And I don't know if the Chiefs would have the money to go out there and pay him. Here's what Terrez Paylor said yesterday on the Terrez Paylor Show with Jay Binkley about what's it going to take to potentially even consider getting Jalen Ramsey.
If I were the Jaguars, I wouldn't train him for anything less than two firsts. That's how special he is. He's not even 25 yet. That's the thing. Like, you're not just trading for Jalen. You're trading for the next 4 years of Jalen, who's like an elite cornerback with the superstar development trait, right? So, you know, I would think it'd at least take two first-round picks. And if it takes anything less than that, you got to steal.
The D stiffens.
So two first-round draft picks. I'd be willing to give up the two first-round draft picks. I don't have a problem with that. If the player is the right fit and he's the right player and the organization has vetted him and he meets all the criteria that they're looking for, then I would trust the organization to give up those two first-round picks. And if they ultimately don't make the trade for Jalen Ramsey, then I'm trusting that they know more than we do about this player, and there's a reason why they don't want him in. And I said I don't know that his personality really meshes with what they have here, and it's very similar to what Terrez said yesterday on his show.
I think they need to take a really hard look at it just because Jalen Ramsey is an incredible football player. He'd be a great fit in this defense. You know, they run man stuff here. He can take away a number one receiver. He can wipe him out completely. You know, he's the kind of guy that you feel very comfortable putting on a top guy. He's very competitive. He plays with an edge. From a football standpoint, Jalen Ramsey is incredible. And, you know, he'd absolutely be a fit here. Also, as far as, like, the way this team is growing, like his age, he's right in the same age as Tyreek. He's right in the same age as Patrick Mahomes. So, like, you're not bringing in a guy who doesn't even fit with, like, the long-term aging of your core players. He fits right into it. The thing is, you know, at the end of the day, like, how comfortable are they with Jalen, the person? You know, there's a lot going on. Like, he talks a lot, right? He plays with that chip. You know, Andy didn't seem particularly happy with the hit he gave Tyreek Hill. You know, and he's one of those guys that brings attention. He will tell you what he thinks. He's outspoken. You know, historically, when guys have taken it a little beyond just, like, keeping it to themselves, you know, Andy would deal with it for a little while, but guys like that typically don't last here that long. Of course, the NFL is the ultimate performance league. Jalen Ramsey is an incredible player, and if you make an exception for a guy, you'd make it for him. He loves the game of football. I do think there's a reasonable chance that if you add him here, it'd be just like Deion in San Francisco in 94.
And all good things by Terrez. It would be an amazing addition from a football player standpoint. But the part that I keep coming back to, because I believe I've heard I've heard the same thing that Terrez was talking about there. Are they comfortable with Jalen Ramsey, the person? And that's the thing that you have to look at, and that's going to be the biggest holdup right now for the Chiefs. Well, there's two big holdups with him. Number one, is he going to be a changed person if he comes here to Kansas City? And number two, will Jalen Ramsey be a camp holdout next year? And there's a very good possibility that he will be a training camp holdout next year. So you don't want to give away draft picks only to have a guy hold out of training camp and then potentially, you know, have to pay him all kinds of money that you really don't have, because you have to pay Chris Jones and you have to pay, you know, Patrick Mahomes as well. And so I think right now, while it looks good on paper, while it sounds good to add Jalen Ramsey into the mix, I just don't think it's a fit right now for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't expect them, from everything I've been told, to add Jalen Ramsey. Now, it may change. They may get desperate. They may say, screw it. We want to go out there and do whatever it takes, you know, to go out there and win a Super Bowl. We don't care about this player. But Andy Reid also works from experience, and the last time he said, screw it, I don't care, he got fired in Philadelphia. His two teams, his last 2 years in Philadelphia, didn't work out so good. So I think there's some you know, caution there from Andy Reid's standpoint, and there's caution there from this organization standpoint, because they had a guy like this in Marcus Peters, and they ultimately had to trade him. Travis Kelce was like this for a while, and Travis Kelce finally changed his attitude and, you know, shaped up. Remember when he was rolling the dice and doing those things, and Andy Reid had to address it each week that he finally sat down and talked to Travis Kelce? Like, they don't want to have to do that kind of stuff that's going to take the focus away from what they're trying to accomplish on the field, and that's win a Super Bowl. And those are just the facts that the organization is looking at right now with Jalen Ramsey, and I'm sure a lot of fans don't want to hear that and don't believe that and don't care about any of that kind of stuff. But them's the facts. I'm just telling you what I've been told by people, you know, around the situation that have been involved in stuff like this. So there it is. And Trez is saying the same thing.
I did see a tweet floating around the interwebs yesterday from somebody at Mo Money Chanel. He is a former producer for ESPN, at least according to his bio he is, but he has like 1,000 followers. But I mean, sometimes you just have to trust what you trust. He had tweeted out about the Dolphins and Steelers being in talks at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade. So he was on that a little bit early. One of his tweets from yesterday, take this for what it is. Sources out of Kansas City telling me the Chiefs have inquired about Jags star corner Jalen Ramsey. My source went on to say that the Jags love what the Chiefs are offering. If no better offers, Ramsey will be going to the Midwest.
And we'll see. I mean, from my sources, from what I've been told this morning was no. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. And, you know, I'm sure the Chiefs have called down there. What's it going to take? I mean, you'd be a fool not to call.
I think
down
it does
there.
Ultimately come down to who also has the final veto power in what's being done with the roster. Is it going to be an Andy Reid decision, or is it going to be a Brett Veach decision?
Well, because I think ultimately it's Andy Reid, and it should be Andy Reid.
Right, and I think that if Andy Reid trusts in his ability to take in a guy like Jalen Ramsey, maybe change his attitude with, personally, I think winning and coaching is going to change Jalen Ramsey's attitude real quick. And so I think if Andy Reid believes that he's going to do that, then why are we waiting around and biding our time for a star corner who is going to be a choir boy or won't have any concerns? To me, winning, if that's the most important thing to do, then you go out and you make your team the best it can be, and you trust in your head coach, your veteran head coach, to be able to lead those men in the locker room. You trust in the leaders in the locker room currently, guys like the Honey Badger, guys like Patrick Mahomes. You put your faith in them to be able to take and shepherd him into the organization and say, look, this is how we do it here. We don't make these big stinks. We don't make these big fusses, but all we do is win, and we're trying to win a Super Bowl. Like, get on board and let's roll.
And you also, though, have to look at the future, which is what organizations do as well. Yeah, it may be and it may work this year. We may get a Super Bowl. We may not get a Super Bowl out of it this year. But next year, when he's coming up on the last year of his contract, what kind of distraction is he going to be
and a texter,
going into next
say,
season
Minkah
as well?
Would have been a better fit, and he would have been cheaper. If you were listening to Therese last night, Therese pretty much said that he thinks we already have Minkah Fitzpatrick. His name's Kendall Fuller. I mean, he's a very similar type of player, and that he plays better on the edge, plays better in the nickel. So
and
you've
Minkah,
got a guy like that.
And Minkah also, I mean, the Dolphins, as we talked about earlier, they got a better offer from Pittsburgh. I mean, they're taking a first-round pick from a team that's 0-2 that lost their quarterback, versus a first-round pick from a team that's 2-0, has the MVP, and potentially will be in the Super Bowl.
I mean, I think
Bowl
there
this
is
year,
something to be
so.
Said about the fact that if the Chiefs were, in fact, in the mix for Minkah Fitzpatrick, and they, too, had a first-rounder on the board, if they pulled that offer for him, then it makes you wonder what they were planning on spending that first-rounder on. So
say that again?
Like, if the Chiefs were in on Minkah Fitzpatrick, but it was going to take a first-rounder, and the Chiefs weren't willing to go
there.
No,
the Chiefs were willing to offer a first-round pick, but the first-round pick that Pittsburgh offers is more valuable than the one that the Chiefs offer.
Sure, I understand.
They got outbid.
They're gonna finish ahead of you, but yeah. What I'm saying is, if that's still on the table, if you were willing to give it up to Pittsburgh, I'm willing to give it up to Jacksonville. I mean, at the way that this organization stands right now, I'm not saying first-round picks are useless. I mean, obviously, that's not true. But
I'd trade them all right now if you have the right player and it's the right fit.
I mean, look at what Belichick does. I mean, the first round to him doesn't seem to be that important. It's
not
second
when you pick
and beyond.
30 and 32 and 31,
so
yeah.
I when I look at it, I'm like, you know what? You're in a position right now. You don't need to be building, at least finding those first-round guys that are going to be impact players right away. You've got your team kind of set. Mm-hmm. I think if you're ever going to kind of feel like first round picks are dispensable, it's going to be right now.
I mean, look at some of the topic or the players you got on offense. Third round, fifth round pick are pretty productive for this team. I'm not against trading the pick. I'm just making sure you're doing it for the right guy. And if the Chiefs don't feel this is the right fit for them, then they're not going to make the move. Coming up, Dan in Overland Park, your winner of our 8 o'clock prize, and we'll give you a chance to win another one coming up at 9. But the chief story we forgot revolves around a defensive player that nobody wants to mention. We'll tell you what it is next.
Fesco in the morning.
Tuesday here on 610 Sports Radio. Kling should be back tomorrow. I say should because we really didn't know he was going to be gone today, did we?
I didn't even know it was going to be gone Friday and Monday.
Yeah, that's probably true for what it's worth. FWIW for what it's worth. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on 610 Sports Radio, it is not only Patrick Mahomes' birthday, but it is also one of the most significant days in 610 Sports Radio history. We'll tell you why coming up in about 10 minutes or so.
I don't even feel like it's hyperbolic.
It's really unbelievable when you think about it, what this date means in 610 Sports Radio history, and now combining that into Patrick Mahomes' birthday. Pretty epic day.
This is unbelievable.
Here for us
did.
At the station. It is unbelievable what they did. All right, the Chiefs story we forgot. Ryan, why don't you get us jump-started with this here?
Yeah, we do it every Tuesday at 8:15. I mean, we get lost in the shuffle sometimes. Sometimes there's things that we forget. So, you know, we bring it back on Tuesday, and we want to say that these are the things that maybe we glossed over. I, for one, think that we kind of just moved right on past the fact that the Chiefs had 10 penalties against the Raiders. 10 penalties, 114 yards. That is twice the amount they had in Jacksonville. The Chiefs now fourth in the NFL in penalty yards against. And look, I get it. You had a really big PI against the Honey Badger, so that kind of took, what was it, like 37, 40 well, something
still
yards?
Still only counts as one penalty, though. There's
right,
still
I'm talking
10
about,
numbers.
I'm talking about penalty yards.
See, the yards don't concern me as much as the number of penalties.
You have 15. That's right about middle of the pack right now. But again, you were up double the amount of penalties than you had against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Look, I get that it's a rivalry game and, you know, there's going to be some sloppiness that occurs in those types of games. There was a lot of holdings and things like that. But these are the types of things that you have to tighten up if you are a championship-caliber team. I'm not freaking out. I'm not, you know, going to go sky is falling right now because of the penalties. But I do think that if you're being honest with yourself and you're going forward saying, hey, we got to do this, we got to do that, the team you're trying to model yourself after and the team you're trying to beat is the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots, they don't have 10 penalties in a game. So get that tightened up. I think that was the Chiefs story we forgot.
And I think you're right about that, though, Ryan, because if you look back last year, the Chiefs were one of the most penalized teams in the NFL and quite honestly have been one of the most penalized teams in the NFL since Andy Reid has come in.
And to borrow a phrase from Andy Reid, they're a well-coached team. Like, that shouldn't happen.
Right.
If you're a well-coached team.
Right. You shouldn't lead the league in penalties. And if you want to go back and look at last season's AFC Championship game, I mean, number 55 committed a penalty, and then that was kind of par for the course for this organization. A lot of penalties last year, and already 10 in one game this year is not a great start to the season for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, yeah, penalties definitely an issue with this organization and something to watch as we move along, because you're right, if they do face the New England Patriots and you commit 10 penalties, it's going to be very tough to win that football game. For me, the story that we forgot now is Frank Clark, and didn't want to really talk about it much yesterday. It was a big win for the Kansas City Chiefs, but Frank Clark came in with a lot of bravado and fanfare to Kansas City, right? I mean, this was a guy that was going to be better than Dee Ford. You were going to get a pass rush from Frank Clark. So far, we haven't really seen much of that out of Frank Clark. And the one play that he did have, nobody saw in Kansas City because it was, you know, it was gone. So Frank Clark needs to start playing better on this defense, and I think he will. And John Clayton of ESPN out in Seattle joined the drive a couple of weeks ago and talked about this.
You're talking about a guy that, you know, you think about this, 35 sacks in 4 years. And, you know, for three of those years, he was the number three guy on the line because they had Michael Bennett, they had Cliff Averill. So then last year he takes over and has a sensational year. Should have gone to the Pro Bowl, but of course, you know, he had been recognized more as the number three than a number one. But he proved he's, you know, probably one of the six, seven, or eight best pass rushers in the game right now.
So that's John Clayton from back in April when the Chiefs acquired Frank Clark. And if he's one of the five, six, seven, eight best pass rushers in the NFL right now, hey, we need to see that. That's why he was brought here to get a couple of those sacks.
I do think, though, when you've seen out of Frank Clark, and look, you're not paying him for things that don't show up in the stat sheet, but that's kind of what you've seen from him over the first couple of games of the season, is that, like, the run defense, while they are giving up yards, you can tell that Frank Clark's tenacity in the run is at least starting to rub off on the other guys. That didn't sound right, but he's rubbing off on the guys around him. There, I said it. I don't care. I'm going to let that hang.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to have that guy in the locker room.
That rubs off on other guys.
It's how else do you say it? Has an effect on other guys inside that locker room.
Yeah. He motivates guys
in that locker room, makes them better by his mere presence, makes them better. There, we said it that way. Coming up here on 610 Sports Radio, it's Patrick Mahomes' birthday, so grab a phone line. We're going to let you sing happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know about all that.
913-576-7610. And it's a very special day here at 610 Sports Radio. Not just Mahomes' birthday, but something else that makes it special as well. We'll tell you what that is next.
You got to let your nuts hang a little bit.
Kansas City, here I come.
It's kind of close.
Isn't it a little bit like that? Yeah. Kind of sounds a little bit like that. It is 8:30 here on 610 Sports Radio, and you know what that means. It is our commercial-free half hour. We're also taking your phone calls. If you want to sing happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes, who is celebrating his 24th birthday today, and we're doing it with him here on St. Patrick's Day here in Kansas City. Our commercial-free half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. Avery, you want to sing to the quarterback?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Patrick. Happy birthday to you.
Nicely done. Best one we've had all morning here on 610 Sports Radio. So if you want to weigh in and sing happy birthday to Patrick Mahomes, the phone lines are open, and we will take your calls to sing happy birthday to the quarterback on what is now St. Patrick's Day officially here in Kansas City. 6 months to St. Patrick's Day, halfway to St. Patrick's Day. It's fitting that he's born today here on the 17th day of September, because he is a St. Patrick to all of us here in KC.
I mean, we have like a little loop out here. We could make a float real quick, and we could just take it around the station.
We could do the world's shortest halfway to St. Patrick's Day parade for Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I don't think Patrick Mahomes deserves a short parade.
No, but it is. It's time and, you know, cost and all that kind of stuff. That's right now. Fair so point. We're all up around. Against it. Big story.
Everyone, I'm sorry for the delay, but the big moment has finally come.
It's the big story.
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
If it's what you're talking about, it's what we're talking about.
My God, are you still talking?
Brought to you by Spring Venture Group on Fesco in the Morning.
Well, I think the big story is a two-parter today. Jalen Ramsey and Minkah Fitzpatrick. The Chiefs were involved in the Minkah Fitzpatrick deal until the end. But the Pittsburgh Steelers were able to offer more. Not that the Chiefs weren't willing to spend draft capital. They were. But at the end of the day, the Miami Dolphins looked at the two offers. They looked at the first-round draft pick that the Steelers were offering. They look at a first-round draft pick that the Chiefs are offering. And they said, which one is going to be better? And clearly, the Pittsburgh Steelers at 0-2 with their star quarterback out for the year. They're going to have a better draft pick next year than the 2-0 Kansas City Chiefs and the MVP and Patrick Mahomes on their roster. So they went with the better offer. I mean, it's like you're selling your house. Who's giving you the best offer? That's the one you're going to take. And that's exactly what the Miami Dolphins did with Minkah Fitzpatrick. The Jalen Ramsey one becomes a little bit more tricky, and we'll hear more from Therese Paylor as the morning rolls along here on 610 Sports Radio. He spoke last night on the Therese Paylor Show and has a lot of the same thoughts I have with Jalen Ramsey. It's probably not a personality fit, to say the least, here in Kansas City with a guy like Jalen Ramsey, but it also is going to cost a lot.
If I were the Jaguars, I wouldn't train him for anything less than two firsts. That's how special he is. He's not even 25 yet. That's the thing. Like, you're not just trading for Jalen. You're trading for the next 4 years of Jalen, who's like an elite cornerback with the superstar development trait, right? So, you know, I would think it'd at least take two first-round picks. And if it takes anything less than that, you got to steal.
So that's what Therese Paylor said about the potential of getting Jalen Ramsey here to Kansas City. And he talked about it being more than a one-year deal or whatever it is, as a potential of a four-year deal, and he is right about that. But the situation that you run into is very interesting if you're the NFL organization, okay? For fans, for us, yeah, makes sense. Go get Jalen Ramsey. But you have to look at all the background. You have to look at everything that comes along with Jalen Ramsey. And what comes along with Jalen Ramsey is after this season is over, he only has one more year on his contract. Well, we know what that means now in the NFL. That means holdout. And with Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes coming due for their contracts, the last thing the Kansas City Chiefs want, and really the last thing the Kansas City Chiefs can afford, because they can't afford it, is having somebody who wants to be the highest paid defensive back in the NFL. And that's what Jalen Ramsey is going to want next year. So there's already discussion of him potentially holding out of training camp. Will he be a guy that's in on time? Will he be a guy that shows up in a Brinks truck? He's going to want to get paid. And right now, the Chiefs have two other guys that they need to pay ahead of Jalen Ramsey. And once they pay Chris Jones and once they pay Patrick Mahomes, the money probably won't be there to pay Jalen Ramsey. And then, you know, the personal side comes into effect. I mean, you look at Jalen Ramsey, the person, and the Chiefs believe that they've already had that guy here, Marcus Peters, and they ended up trading him because the personalities were not a fit. It just didn't mesh here with this organization, with this staff, with the players inside the locker room. And from everybody that I've spoken to, the Chiefs love the locker room that they have right now. They love the guys inside that locker room. They really don't want to do much to upset it. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Chiefs pass on Jalen Ramsey. Now, would I be surprised if they went and got Jalen Ramsey? Probably a little bit based on everything that I've heard and the stuff that Therese was saying last night, you know, on his show from a personality standpoint. It would be a huge impact from a player standpoint. But are the Chiefs willing to take on Jalen Ramsey the person? That's one of those things that we probably don't think is the answer to that question is yes. And if that changes, then that changes. But I think as of right now, the Chiefs are kind of sitting there going, we'll pass on Jalen Ramsey and maybe address Patrick Peterson, hopefully more, as the trade deadline starts to approach. So that is your big story here on 610 Sports Radio. And it is brought to you by Spring Venture Group, a company who is reimagining the relationship between sales data and technology. Find out more at springventuregroup.com.
So let's see here. It's halfway to St. Patrick's Day. It's football Jesus' birthday today. So Patrick Mahomes turning 24 years young today. But it's also a very special anniversary, Bob. I'm not sure you realized this, but today, this very day, is the 7-year anniversary of this.
Because you know what? It was a nice Sunday yesterday. I could have gone pumpkin picking. I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider. But no, I watched your sorry ass play. All of us watched your sorry ass play when we could have been down at Lewisburg enjoying cider and donuts. No more.
7 years ago to the day. It's insane to me to think that 7 years later we would be celebrating the birth of the greatest football player to ever grace planet Earth. And 7 years ago, you were doing this.
Stop embarrassing yourselves. You're embarrassing your mother. You're embarrassing your father. You're embarrassing the city. You're embarrassing your wife and your children.
And your dog.
And your dog, too. And your cat. Binkley's cat is embarrassed by the way that you play.
Rest in peace, Binkley's cat.
Is the cat dead?
Yes, his cat has since passed.
You suck, and you're on watch now.
I mean, it's incredible to me to think that 7 years ago, this team was so bad that they were on
you
watch.
You suck, and you're on watch now.
I know, and now we're just like, whatever. Come on, Patrick. We're arguing about, you know, trading for an all-pro cornerback.
What are the odds that happened on Patrick Mahomes' birthday? Like, where was Mahomes 7 years ago? Was he even in college yet? No, I don't think he would have been, right?
Yeah, he would have been in college, right?
Well, he's been in the league now. This is his third year, probably a freshman year in college, right?
Sure, that's...
Like, we didn't even know who he was. If you would have said the name Patrick Mahomes, you would have thought, oh, his dad, the
pitcher. I'm sure Binkley knew who he was.
No, I don't even think Binkley knew 7 years ago who Mahomes was, let alone that today was his birthday and that epic rant of telling the Chiefs how pitiful they were that day would take place on the day where football Jesus was born and he was given to us. Was he born in a manger, too?
He was born in a manger.
So Patrick Mahomes born on the day that the Lewisburg rant took place, and I think it's just the timing couldn't have been more perfect, man. It really couldn't have been more perfect than to have that rant on the day of Patrick Mahomes' birth. So happy birthday, Patrick.
Go get Jalen Ramsey.
And happy birthday, Lewisburg rant. But man, that year 7 years ago was awful, but there was something every week with that football team. I mean, they were a 2-14 football team, Ryan, but they did not lack for entertainment value.
It's the
every
copper
single
anniversary.
Week. It's the what anniversary?
The copper anniversary. Maybe you should get a copper fit sleeve today.
Oh, maybe so. Brett Favre's got one of those things. So, congratulations to me.
You suck, and you're on watch now.
You were so angry.
Oh, I was so mad. I really was. And that's the thing now. 7 years later, I'm 42. So what was I then? 30-something. And I'm...
It's a good show, by the way.
30-something? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. And now I'm just like, eh, it's all good. You know, there's no reason to get so angry anymore because we've got Patrick Mahomes and he's just going to lead us to greatness and it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, after that
life's
season,
just a little bit easier now, isn't it?
I wouldn't say it's easier now. It's a little bit more exciting, sure, from a football standpoint. I mean, since that rant, we've gone on to 2 world championships, won a World Series and an AFC title game and drafted maybe the greatest quarterback of all time.
Are you trying to say you're welcome?
I am. Yeah.
Admit you suck.
I don't think you had anything to do with it.
I know for a fact that Scott Pioli sat in his car that day and was banging on the steering wheel as I was doing that because people told me, like, inside the building they saw it, like, he's banging on his steering wheel. Was not happy with that. But hey, give the organization credit for changing. Give Norma
you
and
suck
the family
and
credit.
You're on watch now
for making the moves necessary to move the organization in the right direction, right?
Oh.
When I'm dead and gone, that's what people will remember.
17. No, Patrick Mahomes would have been high school.
High school, yeah. That's what I said. I don't even think he was in college yet by then. We didn't know anything about
He was getting
this
ready
guy.
To go to, like, prom or something.
Probably. Well, homecoming.
It was homecoming. Yeah, homecoming. He was getting ready to go to home. You think he had, like, a leisure suit?
Him and Brittany
like
were getting
all balled up. Like, he ironically wore the leisure suit?
No. No, I'd love to see a picture of him at homecoming with him and Brittany back in the day. That'd be kind of sweet. 7 years ago. Let's see it. 69306 if you have a picture. Mike Florio, a Pro Football
Admit
Talk.
You suck.
Well, he doesn't, but the Dolphins do. And right now, I think the mindset of every Dolphin fan is kind of what we had yesterday or 7 years ago about the Chiefs. My sister called me yesterday, and her husband, my brother-in-law, is from Miami. He's a big Dolphins fan, so their youngest son is 3 years old, and he's a Dolphins fan. And he says to his mother yesterday, he goes, "This team is really bad. I don't think I can be a fan anymore." And I started laughing. I said, "Get him to record that. We'll play it on the radio." Of course, he got camera shy and wouldn't do it. But the Dolphins right now, now with the trade of Minkah Fitzpatrick and holding out for the best offer that they got from the Pittsburgh Steelers, are sitting in a situation where they're some people are thinking it's not a 1 year tank. This could be a multiple year tank job.
There's a new theory. It's not tank for Tua, it's tank for Trevor.
Tank for Trevor.
2 year tank.
Ooh.
And think about what the Browns did.
Yeah.
They had 1-15 and 0-16. So they go 1-15 to get Myles Garrett.
Right.
0-16 get Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take a quarterback with the first overall pick in the 2020 draft, who the hell's gonna block for him?
Right.
Laremy Tunsil's gone. Right, so you're going to get a rookie quarterback, and he's going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
So there is that. This is so bad. This is so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a how deep is this bottom? No one knows type of a situation that there are people around, not in the organization, but people like who are down in that area who are part of all this are saying this is a 2 year tank. This isn't a 1 year tank.
A 2 year tank. I mean, that is really, really bad because we know in the NFL you can flip the switch. The Chiefs did go from 2-14 that fateful 2012 season to 11-5 the next year. A switch can be flipped right away in the NFL, unless you're a really, really bad franchise. Now, the Chiefs had some talent here. They just didn't have the right leaders and coaches in place. You know, in 2012, move the quarterback out, move the head coach out, move the general manager out, grew up as an organization, got adults in the room, and boom, they were off and running. The Miami Dolphins hired their new head coach, and they're basically giving him a 2 year stay down there in Miami where he does not have to do anything. And they gave him a 5 year contract. Coaches are getting the 3 to 4 year contracts right now. This guy got a 5 year contract in Miami, so they know kind of the tank is in down in Miami. But if that's going to be the case and you truly are tanking and you really are not going for it for the next couple of years or trying to win for the next couple of years, then they should just make the games for free. I mean, like I wouldn't plunk down money to go watch the Miami Dolphins, and I would question your sanity if you're paying to go watch the Miami Dolphins.
Do you think people are showing up to watch bad football for free, though?
If a game was free, wouldn't you just be, like, curiously interested to go out there and see what
it's all
about?
No, not when I know they're going to lose 43 to nothing.
But it could be a Sunday. You got nothing else going on. Maybe you want to wander over to the stadium and see what, you know, maybe you want to watch the Patriots play. But, like
you're trying to evoke sympathy for these Dolphin fans out of me. And let me just put it to you like this, Bob. They don't win very often anyway.
That is a good
point. Like, if
point,
we're like,
Ryan,
oh,
yeah.
No, they're tanking for 2 years. Since 2000, you've been over 500 9 times. That's it.
That's half the time, right? Roughly.
I mean, we're talking like 9 wins, Bob. Their most wins since 2000 is 11.
And what year was
that?
They won
11. They had 11 wins 3 times, once in 2000, once in 2001. Wansdale was there.
Yeah.
And then you had 10 wins back in 2016. You lost in the wild card game.
The last time
you've
the Dolphins
made
were
the
good
playoffs,
was when Dave Wansdale
you've
was
made
the, coach.
The playoffs 4 times in this millennia.
Yeah, you're also competing with the Patriots. So, I mean, we're going to be saying that about, like, the
Raiders. They
still
give away 2 wild card spots.
Yeah, that is true. But they haven't been good. You're right. No doubt about it. They have not been good overall as an organization. But, like, if you're literally going in there and, like, hey, we're going
to
suck for the next 2 years, then you should open the gates for free.
I mean, they've sucked for the previous
in.
2 years. I don't see what the big deal is here.
Time to make the fans get something for this nonsense.
For us, what they won 7 games last week and finished – or 7 games last year – finished second in the AFC East.
Yeah, that's how bad that division is. At least free parking. They got to give you something, man. They got to give you something to go down there to Miami and watch that awfulness. And if you're tanking for 2 years, free tickets for everyone. How much is worth it? How much money would you need to be a Raiders fan or to be a Broncos fan or to be a Patriots fan? How much money would you need for the rest of the season, beginning in the middle of October to the end of the year, to be a fan of the Patriots, Raiders, or Broncos? How much money would it take? Would $2,000 be enough?
No.
It would not be enough.
It's not enough for me.
But I think it would be enough, and I'll explain why here in a second. There is a company out there that is offering Packer fans $2,000 if they're willing to become a Bear or a Viking fan.
Very reputable company, CableTV.com.
That's right. CableTV.com is offering fans of the Green Bay Packers to become become Bear or Viking fans, and they're willing to pay somebody $2,000 if you're willing to put on a purple jersey
or a
Mike Ditka mustache.
I think it's any football team.
Oh, is it?
As far as I pulled up the application here. I think it's any team. Now, they use the Aaron Rodgers example, but it sounds like it's any team. If you're 18 years or older, you're a U.S. citizen, and you have access to a TV and internet service, you could do this. And by the way, I love the fact that they point out there's no background or drug test required.
That's right. No background or drug test is required in this. So basically, they're looking for anybody.
Because you'd have to be high as a damn kite the year that the Chiefs could possibly win a Super Bowl to be like, you know what, $2,000, and I'll root for the Raiders all year long. Because no. Like, if the Chiefs win a Super Bowl... You do, because they ask you to, like, they give you all the stuff. They give you jersey, and they give you NFL Sunday tickets so you can watch all their games.
Sure.
And they want you to post on social media about it and how much fun you're having. Like, in a year that the Chiefs, hell, even for the next decade, there's a possibility that the Chiefs hoist a Lombardi trophy. There's not a year that's going to be available for me to say, yeah, I'm going to mail it in and go be a Raiders fan.
Because
that'll be the year they win the Super Bowl.
What's the big deal if you have to post on social media wearing the opposing team's jersey? If you're getting $2,000, once the social media gets turned off, take that crap off, wipe your butt with it, and root for the Chiefs.
I mean, you can do that. I'll burn the jersey.
Door.
That's fine.
Like, you don't have to have your whole life. Like, if this was $2,000 and they were going to, like, watch your whole life, like the Truman Show for the next, 8 weeks or whatever it was, no, I'm out on this. But you could do a couple of fake social media posts and kind of troll them back and still be rooting for the Chiefs once you turn your phone off and turn social media off and still root for the Chiefs. You don't have to sit there and cheer live on Skype or something like that for everybody to watch. I mean, I'll take my $2,000 and lie to these people about that.
Nah, I ain't going to be out here in the streets with this Raiders jersey. I don't need that.
Who cares what people on social media think? It's $2,000 in your pocket to basically lie.
It's just not worth it to me.
What's not worth it? Putting a couple of pictures on social media for $2,000? Free money, man. And then you can do whatever you want with the jersey at the end of the year. This is the easiest $2,000. Well, it's not easy because I wouldn't want to have to deal with taking all the pictures and worrying about making sure I got my post
and
up.
And the Raiders are
going
like
to
win like six games this year.
And they may not even win that.
I've got to watch all those Raiders games.
You don't have to watch. You can do fake pictures.
I mean,
and
that's
fake
part
posts.
Of this.
Like, you could get up on a Sunday morning, stage a couple of reactionary posts, time set those things to go up during the game, put your Chiefs jersey on and root for the Chiefs, and they won't know the difference.
I just love the fact that they're like, we don't even make you have a drug test. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, they flat out say that in there.
Put down the bong and apply today.
Yeah. Oh, the application is really good, too. Do you hate your rival team? Why do you hate your rival team? What is your least favorite team? Yeah, $2,000 for a couple of fake social media posts? Yeah, I'd be in for that. I like free cash. It is time for another edition of what we love to do here on 610 Sports Radio.
Time for another edition of Doting on Mahomes.
They're always going to be able to score because their quarterback sees everything, and he can flick it with just a quick snap of the wrist. And he's got an absolute cannon. Patrick Mahomes is completely unlocked. Andy Reid's vast playbook and all the stuff he's drawn up. You know, it's so much fun to watch Mahomes play.
That was another edition of Doting on Mahomes.
That is our guy, Therese Paylor, doting on Mahomes last night on the Therese Paylor Show here on 610 Sports Radio. You can catch that every Monday at 6 o'clock with Jay Binkley. And he also went on to talk
typically
about...
Typically BK,
Oh, Binkley was on last night.
I didn't get the memo as to where BK was.
Oh, no, I heard Binkley on last night.
Binkley was very excited. Therese told him two times that Binkley knows football, and you could hear audibly in his voice that he was giddy. Like, it was the best compliment he's ever gotten in his life.
May have been, though. I mean, let's think about it.
Therese telling Binkley that he knows football is the best thing he's ever heard about himself in his life.
Let's compartmentalize things, okay? If it's not the best, it's top three.
It's easily. It's on the Rushmore of compliments for Binkley. All right, continue.
Okay, so Therese also talking about should the Chiefs go out and acquire Jalen Ramsey.
I think they need to take a really hard look at it just because Jalen Ramsey is an incredible football player. He'd be a great fit in this defense. You know, they run man stuff here. He can take away a number one receiver. He can wipe him out completely. You know, he's the kind of guy that you'd feel very comfortable putting on a top guy. He's very competitive. He plays with an edge. From a football standpoint, Jalen Ramsey is incredible. And, you know, he'd absolutely be a fit here. Also, as far as, like, the way this team is growing, like his age, he's right in the same age as Tyreek. He's right in the same age as Patrick Mahomes. So, like, you're not bringing in a guy who doesn't even fit with, like, the long-term aging of your core players. He fits right into it. The thing is, you know, at the end of the day, like, how comfortable are they with Jalen, the person? You know, there's a lot going on. Like, he talks a lot, right? He plays with that chip. You know, Andy didn't seem particularly happy with the hit he gave Tyreek Hill. You know, and he's one of those guys that brings attention. He will tell you what he thinks. He's outspoken. You know, historically, when guys have taken it a little beyond just, like, keeping it to themselves, you know, Andy would deal with it for a little while. But guys like that typically don't last here that long. Of course, the NFL is the ultimate performance league. Jalen Ramsey is an incredible player, and if you make an exception for a guy, you'd make it for him. He loves the game of football. I do think there's a reasonable chance that if you add him here, it'd be just like Deion in San Francisco in 94.
Pretty great comparison right there.
They won a Super
like
Bowl
Deion.
In 95.
Did they? Good for them. I mean, that doesn't mean they're going to win a Super Bowl here, but I'm just telling you.
Deion Sanders was a great player.
Yeah, he was really good. He was outstanding, but I'm just telling you, man, I don't think it's going to happen here in Kansas City from everything I've been told, and I've been hearing the same things, obviously, Therese was talking about there with comfortable with Jalen the person, and that's where the Chiefs are. If it comes down to can he play, yeah, he can play, but ultimately he just I don't think fits what they want inside their locker room. And you can sit here, Ryan, till you're blue in the face saying you don't agree with that and you disagree with that.
I shall do it.
And you can do that, but just like me, your opinion doesn't mean squat inside the Chiefs organization. So
that's pretty abundantly clear, actually. I mean, to me, it's just – I think if your biggest apprehensions are character concerns, I would make the argument, number one, that you have a veteran head coach, an exceptionally well-coached team, as Andy Reid likes to always say. And it was pretty clear that
that's one of his crutches, I think.
It is. Most of Ramsey's issues in in Jacksonville were based around the coaching staff. I mean, we talked about it 2 years ago. You're in the AFC Championship game. That is a defense that's just ripe with talent. And the fact that they have fallen off the way they have should show you exactly how poor the coaching staff is there in Jacksonville. I mean, you have stars on that team. We had the exact same type of situation when the Chiefs had six Pro Bowlers here in Kansas City. It was a coaching issue. It wasn't the players' issue. So I can understand where you take a guy who already has a personality that's big, a guy who is already out there and says what he wants to say and gets it off his chest. Like, if you take a guy that's already like that and put him in a situation and let that pot simmer, it's going to boil over sooner or later. I think you saw that happen this past weekend, culminating in that fight with him and Doug Buffon out there. Mm-hmm. And
Buffon.
Then,
it's Buffon.
Oh, okay. That's right. And then you have him request a trade. So to me, I think that you're just – your apprehensions – aren't warranted enough, because the ultimate prize is at the end of that tunnel is the Super Bowl, then that's one of those things that you need to do to get over the hump. And look, I think all players like that, especially cornerbacks, especially like those players have big personalities like that. And that's something you're going to have to deal with, whether it be now or whether it be later. You dealt with it with Travis Kelce. You've dealt with it in the past with guys like Marcus Peters. And I know he's not here, but I don't think that's the reason he's not here.
Yeah, I believe that is the reason that he's not here, though. If I mean, everything that I've been told by everybody around the situation, that's why he's not here.
And so,
trade him because he couldn't play.
I mean, again, you were able to take a guy like Travis Kelce and reel him in, and I think winning changes a lot for the mind of Jalen Ramsey.
Some guys can't be reeled in, though, Ryan. I mean, everybody's their own person.
But if you can't reel him in, let him walk in a year. I don't think, like to me, I am willing to give up what, and Teresa is probably going to take two first-round picks. I'm willing to give up those two first-round picks if it means that we let Jalen Ramsey walk in a year and a half because he's not going to come back. Or, hell, I don't want him to hold out, but...
But he's going to next year, and that's the other thing that concerns a lot of people is, he's going to be a 1 year left on his contract guy, and you know what that means around the NFL. When you've got that 1 year remaining, you hold out and you become a pain in the neck. And I don't think the Chiefs want to deal with a pain in the neck at the defensive back position when they've got a quarterback and a defensive tackle that they have to sign. And quite honestly, they won't have enough money to sign Jalen Ramsey by the time it's all said and done.
I mean, again, I think that if your biggest issue is the character concerns, and I don't think you're committed to winning at this point.
Well, you can believe that, but what if they end up going out and getting Patrick Peterson? I mean, does that tell you they're committed to winning?
I don't know if Peterson does.
Would Minka Kelly have told you they were committed to winning?
Minka Fitzpatrick?
Whatever.
No. I mean, yes, at least I know you're addressing the problem. And right now, that's the biggest issue, I think, at least in the minds of Chiefs fans, is that you're not doing anything to address the problem.
But they tried with Minka, and he went to Pittsburgh because the offer was better. I mean, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. You're offering $100, I'm offering $50. They're going to take the $100,
I mean, just get it done, I guess, is the bottom line in a lot of Chiefs fans' minds. And to me, I think
but that's
that
the simplistic approach to it. That's not reality.
Right, Bob, but I think about it like this, and I saw somebody texted in, and somebody say two first-rounders for a rental player is ridiculous. What are the Chiefs doing with first-round picks?
They win a Super Bowl. Yeah, you're picking 30, 32, 31. I mean, if you win the Super Bowl, then no, it's not a waste.
Yeah, let's stop
of a
acting
pick.
Like this team needs first-round picks over the next several years to build.
They don't. I'm not against giving up two first-round picks at all.
I would much rather have Ramsey than Peterson, that's for sure. But, again, somebody texted us in earlier, and I think it hits the nail right on the head. Would the Patriots do that? Because that's where you're at. Like, the Patriots didn't seem to care about AB's off the field concerns. They're gonna cross that bridge when they get there. But guess what? That guy's probably gonna help you win a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
or at least he's gonna help you win a hell of a lot more games.
On this team, I don't know. They're pretty good without AB. But yeah, I see. Yeah.
Well, no. But I mean, they were gonna win a hell of a lot of games anyway. But like, that's where they are with the New England Patriots. Would they do that? I think they would. I think if you're going to compete and you're gonna play play with the big boys, let's roll. You got to get down and dirty and play in the mud with them.
Yeah, and maybe it's just something that this organization as a whole just doesn't want to deal with. And if that's the case, then, hey, that's their prerogative. We can sit here till we're dead screaming about it. But if they don't want to make this move, then they're not going to make that move. Your commercial-free half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. Coming up, another opportunity to win a fabulous prize. And Colin Cowherd said something about the Chiefs yesterday. And he stole it from me. We'll tell you what it is next.
Fesco in the morning. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.